Morning, everybody. Thank you, Fran. Thank you, everybody. I'm Lucia. I'm a compulsive overeater, and it's a true honor to be here. This is my home group. So let's see. My journey started with OA when I was about 18 years old. I'm originally from Canada, and I now live in Norway. And this is my fourth go around trying out this program. When I was 18, I remember trying to find a meeting in my own hometown and being there with a group of wonderful people who were super kind and who invited, were really, really welcoming. And I just remember thinking, what on earth are they talking about? And that's basically my story until this time. My second time with OA, I got a sponsor, and it was before Zoom. It was before all this stuff. And I had a sponsor and a chat. And she sent me a bunch of questions, and I went through and I got to step eight, and then I stopped. And I lost lots of weight. I remember feeling that there was this sense of a higher power surrounding me. And it was like I almost couldn't eat. But then the disease started up again, and I was out again. The third time around, I joined with a local meeting here in Norway, and I just sat there and I judged everybody. So my way was that someone said to me, maybe you want to go to another fellowship because I have alcoholism in my family, and I needed to go to another fellowship called Al-Anon. Don't have to speak so much about it. But what that allowed me to do, I mean, my higher power led me there so I could work on a few issues, a few. I have tons, yeah. So just a few of the tons. And I was able to work a few things out, put things to rest in a way, gain more awareness. And then on January the 11th of last year, I'm literally on the couch with my face in a tray of alcoholic foods. I didn't know that that's what it was called, even though I've done this four times, right? And I thought, okay, here it goes. I have no way of stopping myself anymore. And I could see right before January 11th, there was like this gradual increase of how much I was eating, how much I was sending my husband out to get ice. Sorry, I'm not going to name any foods, certain foods that I just couldn't stop. And I was sitting there. I was very, very low. I thought, here we go. I'm going to finally not be able to restrict anymore. Finally, not going to have any power to be on a diet. I'm going to gain those 300 pounds. And then in that moment, I thought the only solution would be to take my life. And I thought, okay, I need help. And because of the other fellowship, I was already praying. And so I prayed to my higher power and I said, please help me. And on January the 12th of last year, I swear to goodness, I found myself on my computer on OA.org looking at meetings. And I found a meeting, not this one. I found you guys a bit later. And I started just attending meetings. And I've always known in my heart and in my gut that this is for me. This has always been the solution. I just wasn't ready. And I was, but at this time I was physically on my knees and I hit a rock bottom. I think in that moment I was almost so embarrassed, but I didn't care because I needed so much help. And so I started to attend meetings and I was listening to a speaker meeting and I found my sponsor and I asked her to be my sponsor and she said yes. And she said, okay, I'd like you to find a food plan. And she gave me the old pamphlet, which is the Dignity of Choice, which is still a free PDF online if any there's any newcomers out there. And it lists a bunch of food plans. And I just took the first one. So I do three meals a day, no snacks in between. And then she said, I'd like you to not only send me your food every single day, but I'd like you to weigh and measure. And I thought, I'm out of here. Like that was the biggest nightmare ever. Even when I was dieting my whole life, I never touched a scale because I always thought I was better than that. And I thought it's going to send me too insane. It's going to send me down a rabbit hole. But I was already in the rabbit hole. So there was something bigger already working through me that was like, just try it. So I tried my food plan for one day and I found peace. It was Not the first miracle, because I'd cry just to think about all the miracles I've already received. But I had no idea that putting down the food would grace me with that feeling that I'm okay, that I'm safe again, that there is a solution, that I'm gonna be okay, So I started with the first step, and the steps are incredible. The steps are there, in my opinion, to, and these are not original ideas, but the steps are there to take out the debris so that I can be in connection. And my entire journey has been about what does that mean? Because my self-will, I really thought until at least even last week, if I have to admit it, in a certain area of my life, that I could still get through with my self-will. And now what I feel like is that my higher power is revealing to me that, that has to go. That has to go. You want, it's like my higher power is saying, Lucia, you want peace in all of your areas of all the departments of your life. So you've got to bring me in everywhere. So that's what these 12 steps have allowed me to feel, to recognize. And it's huge for my ego. Like my ego doesn't want to do that. My ego wants to like run through walls. I've burned out in life in my career twice because I thought I had to be the best. I am the best. I'm better than everybody. I'm worse than everybody. I'm so afraid to show up. And so what this has shown me is that food has been always just like the symptom of this whole disease. It's like since last year, it was all about food. It was all about putting the food down, getting the food down, recognizing my alcoholic foods, recognizing my behaviors. With step 10, like step 10 is my favorite step because it's where I can really, really be honest. And I have a step 10 buddy, and I have to tell you, I am embarrassed many times of the week to send my step 10 buddy my step 10 because it is so ugly. It is all the character defects on steroids working. But what I'm realizing is like, if I can't get that out of me, if I can't acknowledge that, then it's gonna stay in me, and it's gonna fester, and it's gonna take me down again. That's what this disease does. These character defects, in my opinion, are sometimes they're helpful. I mean, they got me here, right? So I'm not blaming them. I'm not saying we got to get rid of them. It's not my job. My higher power is gonna take them on my higher power's time. But it's what's in the way for me and my higher power. And I'm starting to see that more clearly. It's like yesterday, I had an incredible talk with my sponsor, and I realized that what I can start to do is anytime those character defects start coming up in my thoughts, if I have sarcastic thoughts, if I have cynical thoughts, if I start to see that a behavior of panic or fear is coming into me, I can literally say in that moment, okay, I really need help. I want to give this all to you. And I've heard other people say, "Oh, this is like my God box." And I never really got that, but this is like my God box. So from yesterday, I've started to like with every thought that is connected to this disease, any kind of negative thought, any kind of thought where the panic starts to arise, because I have a huge event on Saturday. I say, "Okay, God," I call my higher power God. I say, "Okay, God, I'm giving this to you." Right before this meeting, I thought, what the heck do I have to do? What do I have to offer any of you, And then I had to pray to be right sized because I'm just a human being like everybody else here who's fallible. And I got down on my knees and I prayed. And it's very humbling because I never had the ability to do this before. I thought I knew everything. If I could just maybe share a little bit about my past, I don't remember a time where I knew what hunger was like. I grew up in a family with a bulimic sister, where the values were centered around how beautiful you were, how thin you are, your success. And so when I was about 8 or 9 years old,
That's
my
10
sister,
minutes.
thank you, Em, my sister who was bulimic, she put me on a diet. And I have a lot of compassion for her because I think she saw in me what she was going through. I think she saw, uh-oh, my little sister's got this same thing I've got. And my mom admitted later that she didn't want to get in the way of that because I used to blame my mom, but step four took care of that, or HP took care of that. And my mom was like, I didn't want you to go through what your sister went through. So she allowed my sister to put me on a diet at a young age in order, because they thought that that was the solution, right? Entire society, there's billions, trillions of dollars, funded just to get us on a diet. Everybody thinks that's the solution, but we're not all wired like that. And I was just yo-yo dieting my entire life until I came in again. My biggest thing was that every time I've been living in Europe for 15 years, I've been out of Canada for 20 years. Every time I would have to go home to see my family, or every time I would have to go to somewhere to see somebody who knew me, I'd have these thoughts like, okay, now you have to lose 20 to 40 pounds. And like, even if I had 2 days to get there. So I've never felt good enough. I have never felt, like I can be accepted with who I am. I never felt that just being me, being authentically me, would be enough for anybody. And so now what I'm really trying to do, because I sincerely see that this disease is disconnection, I'm trying to just hand it all over. And I'm also showing up for the first time in my life here in this speak. And I'm only interested in what my higher power has to say to me afterwards. So it's a complete shift about how I live my life, how I want to show up, who I want to be. And I'm starting to see, like, slowly but surely, I'm okay. I'm enough, even through all of my faults. What the steps also showed me, and the program really showed me, is that all these tools that we name every day, like here being in a meeting, it's an opportunity every time I speak to connect. It's an opportunity to listen and hear the connection of my higher power through somebody else. Every time I write, it's reaching out to my higher power. Every time I call somebody or text somebody or get the message, oh, I wonder how they're doing. That's like my higher power going ding, 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 get into connection. Every time I pray, every time I meditate, it's an opportunity for me to connect so I don't go astray and I, slip down that rabbit hole. And with all that said, things happen on God's time and things take time. I really truly believe that I will be working this program till the day I die, to my last breath, because it's a program of discipline. It's a program of vigilance. I see so clearly how quickly my ego can take over. I can be convinced that, oh, I can just do that one more time, And the steps, I mean, I feel like I'm living one, two, and three every day because they literally sometimes make me fall on my knees. But also one of the greatest gifts I got was that when I was in step 11, my sponsor said, okay, I think you're ready to sponsor. And I thought, no way, I'm out of here again. Like, anytime I have to meet that big fear in my life, I literally want to run. And I was thinking about this the other day as I was sitting with a sponsee, and I was like, this is the greatest gift of my life. Like, I get to see somebody literally like peel away. So they show up in a certain state, and then the magic, the miracles of these steps, the miracles of their higher power, they just shed the person to be more authentically who they are, and they start to shine. And I have the privilege of being able to see that. And I also get to learn, because I'm the youngest and I don't have any children, I also get to learn what it feels like to be there for another human being. I've been extremely selfish my whole life. My entire career has been extremely selfish. It's been about me, me, me. How far can I get? isolation because of all the fear, all the panic. And here I'm being asked to get out of myself, to show up for another, to
Just
share
5 minutes.
Thanks so much. To share who I am. And I find like-minded people who want to hear, who want to share, and who want to open up. Like, I think one of the most exciting parts of this whole program is that we don't, when we get into relationship with an OA buddy or with a sponsee or a sponsor, you can bypass the superficial. We're not talking about the weather. We're not talking about, you know, what did you do on the weekend? We're going to the heart of it all. And I don't know many environments in which I can jump right into the deep end with someone and someone meets me. Someone meets me. And someone says, I've got you sometimes. Someone says, wow, that's super interesting. Thank you. I just want to listen. Someone gives me feedback because they've gone through the same thing. I mean, you guys are my tribe. You guys are my people. This is what this program offers me. And I've felt alone my entire life. Another thing that has been coming up is that I've only got this moment. And recently, we thought my sister was extremely sick, and she still might be extremely sick. The doctors are unsure. And I went into a big spin. But then through this program, I found the ground again. I found my feet on the ground. I found my higher power. And I found the beauty of life. And I found that I've only got this minute. I've only got this second with you guys. I've got this present moment, and that's all I've got. So if that's all I've got, then am I enough? Sure. Am I enough for you? Sure. Am I completely human? Yes. And that's what I've been resisting my whole life. I've had to be perfect. I've had to do things always better, because there's this little voice inside of me that says, if you're not perfect, you're going to get in trouble, and then everybody's going to see who you truly are. But who I truly am is a child of my higher power. That's who we are. We're the light, you know? And I think right now, with the dynamics happening in the world, state of the world, the fact that we're willing to show up to do this work is so extremely important. Because we've got to shine our light, you know? And I used to think that speaking that way was selfish. I used to think, until very recently, oh, you're full of yourself. That's the cynical voice. That's the sarcasm coming through me. And I've just got to honor that. I've got to just put it out there. And now I'm seeing, well, would my higher power see me any less than that? No way. No way. We are the light. We all have that. We all have that bit of ourselves, or the fullness of ourselves. And it's so important to shine, not in the way of Hollywood and all that glitz and glamour, but to shine who we authentically are, because I truly feel that people are dying to be themselves. You know, I was literally thinking suicidal thoughts before I came into this program. And as I'm shedding a layer at a time, every layer that my higher power just takes away from me on God's time, I'm realizing I'm enough. I'm realizing that it's okay. I'm going to get through another day, you know? And then for any newcomers, it might feel maybe overwhelming what I'm talking about, but the greatest thing about this program is it's like one day at a time, one meal at a time, 1 minute at a time, 5 minutes at a time. And you can always reach out, because there's so much that we can do. It's like the awareness drops in. Then for whatever reason, we can start to be guided to accept what's happening. You know what I mean? And then you can take a small, small step. And that can be an action. I mean, saying help is a prayer. Help, period. That's can be a prayer. How many times have I said that? Please just help me. Let thy will be done. Like, I don't know how to do this. You've got to do this, because I don't know the way through. And then miraculously, I'm guided. Someone calls me. I join a meeting. I share about my fear and I feel better. I don't have too much else to say. I just want to say I'm in deep gratitude to all of you who show up every day, the same faces. Because it's I mean, without all of us, none of us could be here. So thank you so much for listening.